Mr. Carter spoke to an audience of at least 1,000 people at the American University in Cairo.
Thank you.
Most members of the audience made it clear that they saw him as breaking barriers by holding talks with Hamas. Hamas, which won the Palestinian parliamentary elections in 2006 and has ruled the Gaza Strip since it seized power there in June, is labeled a terrorist organization by the United States. But after a three-hour-long talk with Hamas officials earlier in the day and photos circulating of the ex-U.S. president being embraced by a Hamas official, Mr. Carter seemed to have wholehearted support by the mostly Arab audience he spoke to. Mr. Carter, a Nobel Peace Prize winner who brokered the historic peace agreement between Egypt and Israel 3 decades ago, strongly defended his reasons for meeting with Hamas.
And I don't think anybody would doubt that in order to have peace in the Holy Land, you have to have involved Hamas, which won the election, as you know, in January 2006, got 44% of the votes and a majority of the parliament members. They have to be involved in some way in the final peace agreement.
During his visit to Israel earlier this week, all of the country's senior political leaders, except for ceremonial President Shimon Peres, declined to meet with Mr. Carter. Israeli officials also rejected Mr. Carter's request to visit the Gaza Strip, which is governed by Hamas, but whose border is controlled by Israel. Mr. Carter's speech late Thursday in Cairo comes just 1 day after an Israeli airstrike killed 21 people in the Gaza Strip.
My hope is that that there would be no more rockets coming out of Gaza. And that was my primary request to the Hamas leaders. And I hope they will comply. And if they do comply, my hope is that Israel will not launch any more attacks as they did yesterday, within which I think 21 people died. So if that conflict can stop, then I'll be quite pleased. I'm not blaming one or the other. But any act by Israelis or Palestinians that causes the death of innocent civilians, in my opinion, in my definition, is an act of terrorism.
The former U.S. president explained that he is not a mediator between any two parties, nor is he representing the U.S. government during this trip. Despite his unofficial tour of the region, Mr. Carter met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Egypt's intelligence chief Omar Suleiman. He has planned meetings in Damascus Friday with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, as well as Hamas's top leader Khaled Mishaal. Aya Batraoui for VOA News in Cairo.